Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alexa, play 95.7 ESPN.
Playing ESPN Rochester on radio.com.
Big win last night for the Rochester Americans. You heard the action here on ESPN Rochester. 4-0 over Toronto. And we're excited to welcome back into the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, one of our regulars. Welcome back, Amherst head coach Chris Taylor. Good with his time in joining us this afternoon. How are you, Chris?
Good. How you guys doing?
Chris, I got to be honest. I didn't think you'd be coming back. I thought maybe you'd be tell us about the experience up in Buffalo, how that went for you.
No, it was good. Obviously, I feel bad for Donnie in his situation. You know, I really don't to get that way, and he was pretty sick. So, exactly what we're supposed to do in every organization, just fill in and just do, blend in and do what you can and, fill his role. And that's all I did. And, it was pretty good.
Chris, we missed you at Meet the Players night. It's our yearly tradition, but we enjoyed our chat with Gord Dineen in your absence. And it sure seems like he left the house in order for you upon your return here.
Yeah, no, we talk about everything, and I've been with Gord and Toby and for 2 years, and I thought they both did a great job. Just continuing to do what we're doing. We had all training camp, all worked hard all summer to get everything set and forth and get ready for the year. And with prospect camp and training camp and in our training camp, we got through all that, and then they just continued on the process, so it was good. And obviously with the leadership, every night we had six veterans in the lineup, which is big, and that's why we bring those veterans back every year.
Chris Taylor, head coach of the Rochester Americans. Amherst back in action tomorrow night, the Blue Cross Arena taking on Charlotte. Your time up in Buffalo, being behind the bench and being right alongside, tell us about that experience. Chris, what exactly did they have you doing up in Buffalo?
Well, I just did everything that Donnie did on the offensive side of the puck and, pretty much the power play. And, we all worked as a staff together. And, it was a great learning experience for me, especially with just seeing a lot of different players that I haven't seen, especially in the American League, is that we only play a certain amount of teams in our league. So it's you don't see a lot of players. When you go to San Jose and, L.A. and all those teams, that we don't get to see all those players coming up. So I got to see a lot of different new players live instead of, just watch them on TV. So it was good for that, and learning the process of what, what Ralph does and what he likes and how he likes it, and just everything about the NHL. Obviously it's on a bigger, grander scale, and you learn a lot of different things and nuances about it. And what nice is the daily interactions with Ralph, the behind the scenes, the little things that, you don't normally get if I was just talking to him on the phone. So it was nice to be able to witness that, be firsthand, to see all that stuff and how he interacts with everybody during, with the win and with the loss. It's always fun to watch and learn.
Amherst head coach Chris Taylor, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. So, Chris, you get a taste of that coaching at the NHL level. Has that altered your personal, professional goals in any way?
Well, most definitely. Obviously, when you really get there, it's pretty cool. Like everything about it, just like I said, it's grander, and every night there's 20,000 people, and it's a lot of fun. It's the spotlight of the top league in the world, so it's nothing better to be in that top league. So it was definitely obviously I got a lot to learn. I'm learning every day, and I'm going to continue to learn. I'm going to continue to work at it and work at my craft and just listen to other people and see what they have, their ideas, and become a better coach. You're always trying to be better and, little things and take away from the experience I just did.
When you come back down to Rochester, I'm going to say this in a joking way, but were you afraid of, things are going so good here, I don't want to screw this up here at this point.
No. That never even crossed my mind. I think it crossed a lot of people's minds. They're like, as a head coach and you plan everything and get everything ready for the season and you have a direction of what you've done, especially the last 2 years, and you have the same staff, you just expect everything to go smoothly the same way it was. If I'm here, or if Gord's not here, or Toby's not there for a day, or whatever happens, or if we're missing a veteran here, we continue the same process. And, you know, that's where our organization is strong. It's the depth, not just in our players, but just in everybody filling different roles. And that's the same thing as training camp is, you know, I was on the ice with Ralph and them every day. And so you're learning every different nuances. And so that's why, you know, they felt that it was best that I came when Donnie got sick, because I was on the ice every day with them, just like, you know, Gord and Toby have been on the ice with me for the last 2 years every day. So it just continued on the same process, same things that we've done. Nothing changed. And it was an easy transition. I talked to them every day, and those guys did a great job and continuing what we tried to accomplish. And I always use my assistant coaches as a whole. We don't, you know, it's my team or their team or whatever. It's our team, and we're a family. The coaches, the staff, everybody played a huge part in the transition. And, you know, I thought everybody did a great job.
We're talking with Chris Taylor, Amherst head coach here in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Tails, you're back in Rochester at a good time. The team is playing really well this season. From a roster standpoint, you mentioned, you know, the veterans that you're bringing back year in and year out, but compare the differences between last year's squad and the team that we're watching now.
It's pretty much the same. I think we have four or five different guys that are in the lineup, but if you look at it, most of them were at development camp, prospect camp the last couple of years, so they've been in the organization. They know what we expect. So it was really, they're really easy transitions. Obviously, I had JSD in Wilkes-Barre. That was an easy transition. And the only new guy was Curtis Lazar and Gilmore. But I had Gilmore up with Buffalo when I was there, so I really interacted with everybody before. So I know everybody, and it's pretty much the same. And Kevin Porter and, you know, Redmond and Alt McWilliam and Nathan Page, they all led by example in what they wanted to do in practice. We kept the practice all the same. We kept everything exact same. So there's really no difference from last year. We changed a couple of different things that we wanted to do in the neutral zone. But other than that, like, our records are pretty similar, you know, and, you know, obviously our goaltending, you know, with Hammond this year, he's played really well. Johansson stepped up and played some big games. You know, they both have won some games for us this year, so that's huge. You know, so it's just nice to get two goalies going, and you know, so everything's just flowing. But it's a process, and that's what I mean by, you know, you go in your first year, second year, and your third year. That's where it just keeps continuing to get better and better and better, and that's what we're trying to do, because we know if every team could do it in 1 year or 2 years, everybody would do it. So it's a process, and you know, it takes 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to create that culture that we want in this in Rochester.
Chris Taylor will be behind the bench as the Amherst taking on Charlotte tomorrow night and Saturday night at the Blue Cross Arena. You brought up Hammond, what, 3 shutouts, .950 save percentage. Johansson's been playing good. I mean, it's the inevitable. Gosh, what happens when Pekka Luukkonen gets the call back up from Cincinnati? Because, yeah, he was the goaltender of the month, too, down there in the ECHL. This is a good problem to have, Chris.
That's a great problem to have. You know, nothing better than that, and putting internally pressure on each other and you know, with Hammond playing and, you know, the way Johansson's been playing, you know, it's good that you can go back and forth to each other and keep, you know, and building that. And, you know, with UPL playing so well in Cincinnati, it's great too. It's that internal competition we've talked about, you know, for many years now, for the 2.5 years I've been here, is that we want that. We need that. That's the only way our organization's going to get better. And, pushing each other from internally is the best way to do it.
Chris, we've talked to Randy Sexton in the past about how the organization deals with players playing in Rochester that get the call up to Buffalo, and he's said to us time and again, we don't want to yo-yo these guys back and forth. You mentioned guys like Lazar and JSD who came back down yesterday. They contributed last night in the big win against Toronto. Does that taste of playing in the NHL make them more valuable to the Amherst, or does it stunt them if they're spending game days in the press box in Buffalo as inactives?
Well, that's the hard part. You know, obviously, you know, Buffalo's not just doing that just to try and, like, keep guys up there that we don't have. They want guys to play, but they have to have that safety measure if something happens to a guy, and we understand that. That's part of the process. Plus, it gives other guys chances here to step up and play big roles. But I think it's, you know, even when you're with Buffalo Sabres, you're learning every day. Same with Rochester. If you're coming from Cincinnati and you're with Rochester, like we had Boomhauer for a while and he didn't play a couple games here and there. And, you know, he's learning every day just by practicing with the team, by watching games, the listening to our meetings, what we want, how we want it. And, you know, those are valuable things that, you know, we need to keep continuing to do with players. But, you know, it's not, obviously they don't want to keep extra guys up there if they don't have to. So it's, you know, it's a part of the process, and they do the best they can at the best time for us in Rochester.
It's a hockey weekend, the Blue Cross Arena, the Amerks. It's a 4-game homestand overall. Games 2 and 3 against Charlotte coming up Friday and Saturday. Chris Taylor, our guest. Coach, when we talked to Tage Thompson at the start of the season, he certainly seemed determined to get another chance with Buffalo, and heck, he played like it when he was here, and then you get that tough break. So how tough is it physically and emotionally once you get injured there, getting that chance to impress? What is the latest right now on Tage Thompson's recovery?
Yeah, I think he's week to week right now. I'm not too sure exactly. I don't really want to comment on players that are up in Buffalo with their injuries. Obviously, you know, he's played really well with Rochester, and he's done a really good job, and he's continuing to try and play the right way without the puck. And I watch a lot of games every single game on with when I was up in Buffalo. There is just that, you know, I thought he was doing all the right things, and he was trying to do all the things away from the puck, and it's just unfortunate, you know, but he's got to go through that process to get better, and you know, hopefully he gets better soon.
Chris, the defending Calder Cup champs are in town this weekend. The Amerks played Charlotte tough last season. This is a standard we all want to see the Amerks achieve. Tell us what we know about this year's version of the Charlotte Checkers.
Well, they're obviously a different team, different coaching staff. You know, everything about them is different. So, you know, but again, they are defending Calder Cup champions. So, you know, they went into Syracuse last night and beat them 5-1. So they're a team that, you know, we got to make sure we're sharp right from the start. We can't let them down. They're really good on their special teams, their power play, and their penalty killing. So we got to make sure that, you know, again, we got to stay out of the box. And again, when we're on the power play, making sure we create momentum for our team. And I think their power play in the last 4 or 5 games have picked up, and especially our penalty killing has picked up as well. And that goes a long way with how your goaltending's playing. And, you know, both goaltenders have played really well, and that's the big reason why our penalty killing's done a great job. But our players have done a really good job consistently blocking shots and getting in the way. And so we got to make sure we're good on our special teams against them and, you know, be ready to start. You know, it's nice to be at home for Friday and Saturday night game. Doesn't happen too often, so we want to make sure we take advantage of both of them.
Chris, if I can sneak in one question about the Sabres from when you were up there, because when we're watching this team, certainly seems like Jack Eichel has picked up his game. I love the fact when they're losing that he mixes it up in that Minnesota game. He's averaging more than a point per night. What were your observations regarding the Sabres captain when you were up there?
Well, he's really matured from last year. Again, he's growing each year. And for me, I thought he was a really good leader. He wasn't worried about points. He was really concerned about, you know, the team and how, you know, just getting the 2 points for the team. And, you know, I thought he was doing a really good job. I thought, you know, especially, you know, obviously we had a great start with the record in the first 12 games. And then it just went through. I had a little bit of slide, but that happens. We played against some good teams out in Sweden, obviously Tampa twice. So, you know, but I really liked his character. I liked everybody's character. I thought everybody's really meshing, doing a really good job of coming together. And, you know, Ralph's done a great job of bringing everybody together and bringing a place that everybody wants to come work. And, you know, every day everybody came to work hard and, you know, there's no complaining, there's no nothing, the heads are high, and, you know, it's a really good vibe right now in Buffalo, and it's great. It's great to see, and it's great with our organization, it's great with Rochester, it's great with Cincinnati, so that's all we want. We want everybody to enjoy what they're doing, coming to work, and, and put the work in, but also enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, you know, having spent some time with him behind the bench and, you know, a weird summer of transition for the entire organization when Ralph Krueger comes in. I mean, what's different about Ralph Krueger than other guys that you've worked with in the past or other guys that you're familiar with? And how has the team responded to his message? It sure seems like a slightly different style of play that we're seeing out of the Sabres with Ralph Krueger behind the bench.
Well, he always brings energy every day. He's a very positive person. You know, win or lose, he brings something positive out of the situation. And, you know, he's very truthful in his manners of how the team played and what's expected and how it's expected every day. And but he brings a positive spin to it. And, you know, he's really good at that. And he's just a pleasure to work for. He's a guy that always has a smile on his face, but he's always working hard. And you know, he just loves to win. He loves to compete. He loves the battle. He loves to, you know, to see how guys, you know, improve each and every day in practice. So it's, you know, his development side is really good. Just everything about him, he has that vibe, brings it off, rubs it off on everybody. And it's just a pleasure to go to work there for him.
So when you're working in a different city for essentially 2 months and you come back home, Chris, how big was that honey-do list when you finally got back to Rochester?
The honey-do list never ends. I had to do it when I was in Buffalo. I had to drive home for an hour to do the honey-do list and drive right back. So,
is there a BJ's Wholesale Club next to a KeyBank anywhere around the arena?
That stuff never ends. It's just, you know, it kept me more busy than anything. So,
no coupon clipping or anything?
I got a lot of support from my family, so it was really nice.
But Tails, I got to know. I mean, like, I haven't been going to BJ's because I know there's no chance I'm going to run into you while you're in Buffalo. I mean, are you getting your coupon clipping? Are you?
Oh, I clip my. I've already been to BJ's twice. Clip my coupons. Got my gas there. You know, you know how much I love coupons, and then you get gas, money off gas. BJ's too. It's nothing better.
It's perfect.
Amherst home Friday and Saturday. Charlotte, if you haven't been to an Amherst game, this would be the team to. Yeah, see how the Amherst stack up against the defending champs. Chris, keep this thing going here in Rochester. Appreciate your time today.
Well, thanks, guys. I really missed you, and glad to be home.
Talk to you soon, bud. Chris Taylor, Amherst head coach in the sports bar with Danger and Potato. That's all I really wanted to know. You back to BJ's? You clipping the coupons? You saving your money on gas?
He's one of us.
Of course he is.
One of us.
Of course he is. That's great. Good stuff from Chris Taylor. If you missed it, if you came in late, we'll get it for you on demand shortly. The radio.com app, if you search the sports bar inside the free-to-download app, all of our guest appearances are listed for you right there. You can listen anytime, anywhere. Takeaways, Gene?
He didn't exactly deny that, yeah, once you get a taste of what it's like up there.
Yeah, he wants to be an NHL coach.
Of course.
Right. Whereas before, maybe you were satiated being an AHL head coach. I think now you get a taste and you think, I could get used to this.
Yeah, you're going in front of 20,000. You're traveling first class. You're around the best in the game. And ergo, you are part of the best in the game when you're coaching it. So, yes, Chris Taylor is going to be a head coach in the NHL. I don't know if the timeline matches up for the Sabres organization, and I think they know it too. I mean, this was a little chip they threw Chris Taylor's way, but if Toronto can call up their American Hockey League coach to the NHL, Toronto, well, then, you know, certainly some teams, if they're smart, they will be wanting to reach out and talk to Chris Taylor next year.
Amherst hockey this weekend, Friday night, Saturday night. Charlotte is in town at Blue Cross Arena. You'll be able to hear all of the action right here on ESPN Rochester, brought to you in part by Wilberts. You pull it. Having trouble selling your car online? Will your truck not pass inspection? Sell it to Wilberts. Call Wilberts. You pull it at 315-589-2222. Visit them online at WUPI.com or stop in store at 4936 State Route 104 in Williamson and get cash for your car, truck, van, or SUV today.
Coming up, and I'll drink to that. We can't laugh at anything in our, you know, PC culture.
No.
Or maybe not. Maybe not. As the Niners play the Saints this week. Just some really bizarre smack talk from Raheem Mostert today. I think it's worth bringing up. Also, who is leading the charge this week for the Buffalo Bills? They got it all wrong. And I'm going to tell you which quarterback in this week's game has an opportunity to really propel himself into next year.
If history serves, Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys will not win the Super Bowl this year. We'll also add Winston, We'll also add the Chargers and Philip Rivers. The Rams will also add in Tom Brady if things continue to trend in the direction that they're trending. I've got a stat to share with you about passing yardage in the NFL. And in my non-sports take, I saw something today in the coffee shop that just absolutely blew me away. You aren't that busy. You aren't that important. You can stop for a second. I'll explain with my non-sports take in the sports bar. Takes on tap. I'll drink to that next. AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action. From AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.